Yo, so last night did this show at UCB. That was good. I had a lot of fun on that show. Dirty Laundry, it's called. 11 p.m. It's free at UCB. If you come to New York, you should go over there. It's near Times Square, which I love. I love Times Square. A lot of people live in New York. They love the shit on Times. It's fun. First, we get all the stupid tourists there. They're all looking up and, like, taking pictures and shit, looking like dopes. And you got the people dressed in the costumes that are shaking down the tourists for money. And those guys, they're all, half of them, and you got, like, the Disney people with their heads off smoking cigarettes. It's fun. But if you come to visit, of course you go to Times Square. I probably already talked about this, like, five times. I must repeat myself like crazy on this show. This is episode 460. Tonight I'm at the creek in the cave. Why am I telling you? You're not in New York. I don't know. Somebody might listen to this today and be like, oh, I'm in New York today. Let me go to the creek in the cave. At 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, 8:30, Vermont Comedy Club, Burlington, Vermont. Me and Jacqueline Novak. So, get out there. And then, of course, the whole month of August, Scotland, Edinburgh. So that's my upcoming schedule. I don't know what to... I guess I'll look at the news. Of course, there's all this Russian... you know, if you're still on board with Trump. I mean, if you even know... Do you know people? They're still there, like... he was right. I don't know what to even say to these people. They're so... They got their heels dug in. They ain't giving up. They're just going to agree with whatever he said. Let's not talk about it. I know. I keep saying I'm not going to talk about Trump, and then I bring it up. Can't help it. It's on my mind. I'm very preoccupied. I'm trying to shut it out through meditation and... this CBD oil, but I'm almost out of these gummies, and I can't keep buying these. It's like as expensive as like the weed that'll get you high. The weed that doesn't get you. Why would it cost just as much? Should be free. That's what I'm it shouldn't be free, but it should be like the people that sell weed should be like, here's the stuff that makes you feel like, and then you're like, man, I would like, this would be even better if I was high. And then you go buy the weed. It would be a good marketing technique. You subsidize it. You do like Amazon does with their electronics. They're like, oh, this Kindle, it's we're not making money on this Kindle, but they buy all these books, you know, and then they don't read them. They have Kindle libraries just full of stuff they haven't read. Well, I guess they don't. It doesn't matter to them if you read it or not. They don't make more money once you read it. Well, I don't know. I don't have a Kindle library. I do have a bunch of books in my library that I Kindle. I don't carry physical books around because I've moved too often. I haven't moved from this place in a while. I used to move a lot. Stayed put here for a while. Starting to feel antsy. All right, let's look at the news. Jury convicts a Texas man of hate crime in burning of Victoria, Texas mosque. Well, good. That's sounds like a hate crime. Well, I don't know the detail. I mean, why else would you... Setting something on fire is not really you're not going to make money unless it's your thing, and then you get the insurance. But I'm going to go with the jury on that. You set fire to a mosque. Why did you do that? What do you just if you think that the people in the mosque are terrorists, you think setting fire to the mosque, that's going to calm them down? I'd send them a cake. Say, hey, look, nice cake. You want to keep getting these cakes, don't you? Well, maybe. Don't just you know, don't do anything that I think that you do. Don't do anything that I saw on Homeland. How about that? I've been watching a lot of Homeland and I'm worried about this mosque. So I'm sending you a cake. But I'm just saying, welcome to the neighborhood. Do that. Befriend people. Don't set fire. My goodness. Now, let's see. Oh, now here's a nice story. Birmingham college student walked 20 miles to first day of work, so his boss gave him his car. So this dude took a job. Was it 20 miles one direction? It has to be 10 miles. If you take a job that's 20 miles away and you have no way of getting there but walking, I mean, you must have been just counting on somebody giving you a car. Like, you get there. Because how long does it take to walk 20 miles? It's got to take, like, 20 miles would probably take, like, let's say 6.5 hours to walk 20 miles around. Didn't even say six. So, if you walk 6 miles and you get to work, you'd be like, that's all I'd be talking about the whole day at work. First day of work, how your day's going? I'm going to walk 20 miles. Here. You know. How'd you get here? Oh, drove? Yeah. I walked 20 miles. I'm going to walk 20 miles back. Yeah, I'm going to spend 12 hours walking today. 8 hours here. Then so I'll sleep for about 4 hours and get back up, walk. I would sleep at the office there. Or whatever I don't know if it was an office job or what, but I would think that I would want to sleep at the job. I would hope there was a place I could find that was quiet, that I could get away with not going back home all that way. But that was nice. Boss gave him a car. I'm guessing it's a loaner. But then maybe he was working at a car dealership? They don't just sell used cars, show up without a car. Maybe they'll let me have one. And if not, I'll sleep in one. Well, good. I don't know why I'm analyzing this. It's just a nice story. What a nice boss. I'd like to work there. Well, I don't want a job. I'd rather have no job, no car, than to have a job and a car. You know what I'm saying? Why did I say know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking idiot. Quick-thinking gas station clerk saved kidnapping victim by locking her in store bathroom. Well, look at these nice stories. Three nice stories in a row. Well, no. Well, sort of nice that this not that the hate crime, but the guy got convicted. So let's call that one a wash. Free car. The guy walks 20 miles. What work ethic. What a fantastic person who would walk 20 miles for work. Gets a, well, I don't know the terms of this car, but he got a car. And now, gas station clerk. I've worked as a, worked at a store. I worked at a supermarket, not a gas station, but I was, you know, a fish. Sold fish at the store. So I would say it's about equal in kind of stature, and you're dealing with the public. And if someone was trying to kidnap a kid, I'd be like, this is not my department, man. I don't know that I would be a hero in that position. Well, I'd like to think I would. But maybe I wouldn't. This guy is locked her in the store bathroom, and you know how hard it is to get the key to some of those bathrooms at those gas stations. They keep it behind the counter. They have some like a big wooden stick attached to it or something else that's probably covered in urine. That's the thing. They always have some big long thing, and it's like, if it's sometimes it's wood, which is porous, and it's just like all the germs and the grossness from your gas station bathroom that you are protecting. So you know, with this key and this long stick. No one's trying to. No one's. Was someone going to live in the bathroom at your gas station, like on the side of the road? All right, that's enough. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.